This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Trump, impressed with his meeting with Pope Francis Wednesday morning, issued a joint statement standing against abortion and supporting life, freedom of worship, and conscience. President Trump continues to follow through and in some cases expand on his commitments to the life issue. One of the toughest problems for pro-life advocates is that clinics and doctors who create or encounter abortion problems don't want to document those problems. Abortion opponents and those seeking the interests of women and children may see the problems, but it's difficult to document the problems. Texas lawmakers want to change that and are working on a bill requiring that abortion complications are recorded just like any other medical incident. This is Life News Radio. It does not matter if the dark ages of 1,000 years ago were real or not, if we are today creating the reality of a new dark age, a culture of death. The life issue is central to this as assaults on the human person continue in the stories you hear on this station. Abortion, contraception, embryonic stem cell research, eugenics, assisted suicide are all robberies perpetrated against both human souls and God. Stop the robbery and create a culture of life. In other headlines, undercover investigators have found New Mexico's infamous late-term abortion clinic willing to use abortion to hide the most tragic sexual predation. Ohio Democrats are sponsoring a bill to muzzle free speech when abortion clinics find pro-life advocates annoying. And when a teacher's lesson plan included sex ed taught by Planned Parenthood-trained teens, a Michigan school district simply put the question to the public and asked for input. The plan was pulled quickly. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.